his North Korean counterpart Kim Jong-il to a Seoul hotel Wednesday for the first of 3 days of planned meetings. The North's Kim said he thought the talks would go very well. It is the first time the two countries have met on the prime minister level in 15 years. The two Koreas remain technically at war 57 years after the North invaded the South, with fighting stopped by a 1953 armistice. Prime ministers have mainly ceremonial duties in both North and South Korea. However, this week's talks are considered an important first step in implementing last month's inter-Korean summit agreement. South Korean President Roh Moo-hyun and North Korean leader Kim Jong-il pledged to increase cooperation and efforts to establish a permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula. Briefing reporters on the first day of meetings, South Korean Unification Minister Lee Jae-jong said North Korea came ready to talk about specifics.
이번 총회담은 남북 정상선언 실천을 위한 구체적인
Lee says North Korea's Kim came with a clear determination on how to proceed on several of the issues. Experts say one of the North's top priorities will be to implement the summit agreement's promise to establish a joint maritime economic zone in disputed waters west of the Korean Peninsula. The two Koreas have fought several deadly naval clashes in the area, where North Korea refuses to acknowledge a border declared by the United Nations in 1953. However, details on the zone are unlikely to emerge until North and South Korean defense ministers meet later this month. The two Korean prime ministers are also discussing a potential upgrade of North Korea's dilapidated infrastructure, including roads, railways, and shipping facilities. Experts say the projects could cost South Korea hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars in public funds. Authorities in Seoul argue the money is well spent because it will close the enormous gap in economic prosperity between North and South, making eventual unification easier. This week's talks are unlikely to address North Korea's nuclear weapons capabilities. Both Koreas are expected to join China, Russia, Japan, and the United States for another round of talks on the nuclear issue later this month or early next month. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.